to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 50, half a century. That's right, 50, almost a year worth of episodes, although I've been doing this for a little over a year. And I had a couple of glitches at times in the beginning, and then when I was recovering from my hip surgery, I didn't do it for a few weeks. But here we are, and as you can hear, the flute is calling you to worship the podcast. And I've had my flute repaired. I mean, since last week, my flute has traveled to Anaheim, California. I shipped it there, where a gentleman there fixed what's called leaks in the flute. I didn't know that flute got leaks. I don't know anything really about the flute. I'm not really an accomplished flute person. But he told me there were some things, and he was very, very nice. He said, you know, it cost like $85 to fix. He said I could, you know, do a few more things, make it $150, but it's not worth it. You're better off buying at some point getting a better flute. And I said, okay, I'll get a better flute at some point when I want to spend the money, but I don't want to spend the money right now. So, it's okay. I think for my purposes, I use the flute, like I said before, I use it for the podcast, obviously, to play my call to worship to the podcast. I use it to just kind of, sort of a meditative practice for myself, just kind of, just chilling out, and because I am a musically inclined, I will pick out melodies, I will make up melodies, I will do whatever it takes, but I don't think anytime soon I'm going to be joining an orchestra, okay? I don't think that's going to happen. Although I may, like I said last week, I think I might have mentioned that my friend Jess, who is a professional movie and television scores. He's talked about, we've done stuff before, me singing and stuff like that for stuff for him, because I am an accomplished singer. But, he's heard me do the flute, and he goes, hey, you know what, he wants to do something at some point, so I'll do something with him. But I'm not actively seeking a flute career. Although I think if push comes to shove and all else fails, I could get a job playing background music at cocktail parties. Or at least on the street, playing for tips. I could do it. I know I could do it. Maybe not just yet, but soon. I'll be ready. But I hope to be doing... I hope to be doing more than that. A funny thing happened when there's a gentleman named Omar. He's a very young guy. He's the guy that a technician who worked on my flute. And when we were first talking, and I was telling him I'm going to send my flute back, and I said, well, how do I get, I could call the main number, and he was going to give me his extension, and he had no idea what his extension was. And I thought that was funny. But then I thought, hey, I've worked in an office before. I didn't know my extension. I didn't know what, because I wasn't really getting many calls. So it wasn't that funny. Okay, it's not that funny. It's not that amusing. Okay. All right. We're all right, everybody. How you feeling tonight? That's my Mick Jagger impression. All right, Charlie, looking good tonight, isn't it? That's from Gimme Shelter. Movie from way back in 1969. It's a classic rock film. If you haven't seen it, see it. Okay, as we speak, I have gotten a brand new space heater, which Devin Rudy just came over and delivered to me. Rudy picked up for me. Because I have a very chilly, the single here, it doesn't have a very, I don't want to get into the particulars of the heating unit in his apartment, but it's not, it's just not good. How's that for a word? It's just not feasible. So I have to use the space heater to get the chill out of the air. And I had this other space heater, but it was just, an old one, a small one. And so I was thinking, At first I thought, I'll just get an extension cord so that if I want to sit in my other chair where Reed, I could take the space heater there. But then I didn't know this because I'm kind of ignorant. that, you know, if I just got a regular regular extension cord for a space heater, it could be in danger of melting and catch on fire. Well, that's lovely. Nobody wants a fire, right? So then Deb, and I think it was, no, somebody else might have told me, but then Deb, I was telling her about what I was going to do, and she said, well, you know, Rudy goes to Home Depot all the time because he's a contractor, and, you know, he could pick you up a extension cord. And I go, all right, I'm thinking it's going to be like a $10 item, whatever. And he comes over with this cord. It was this commercial grade cord. It was like so thick. It looked like a construction site or a movie set in here. It was just like, you know, it was this big, thick, like cable running across. I go, I don't know. And it cost like $32. And I go, wait a minute. I said, Jesus, for another, you know, what, $20 or so, I could get a heater, right? He goes, yeah. So he offered to take it back, and he got me a heater, and he just brought it. And it has taken the chill out of this apartment. It's just amazing. I'm so happy with this heater. But I'm thinking of actually letting it sleep with me in my bed tonight. But unplugged. I won't sleep with a plug heater in my bed. I'm acting foolish. I'm acting foolish, aren't I? Well, you know, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. By the way, that whole Mayan apocalypse thing, you know, that was supposed to happen. People have been talking about this. I've been hearing about this for, I don't know, 5-10 years in the New Age magazines. December 21st, 2012. You know, it's the beginning of a new, you know, the end of one era. Some people were predicting it was going to be some catastrophes. You know, I was just like, I had a feeling that it was just going to be another day. You know, and apparently we're heading into, we're vibrating at a higher frequency, us humans, or the ones that are waking up, supposedly, and that we're getting ready, we're supposed to go into the fifth dimension. I don't know what that means. I know the fifth dimension was a pop act when I was a child. They sang, wouldn't you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Maybe we're going there. I don't know. Maybe we're in the fifth dimension right now. We don't even know it, and it looks just like the third dimension. And by the way, did you skip the fourth dimension? I didn't really understand what these people were talking about. But as I said on Twitter, I just think all that talk about a Mayan apocalypse was just an excuse to not have to buy Christmas presents because it was on the 21st. But no, Christmas is just around the corner, and you better do your Christmas shopping, and it's, you know, it's coming up, as is my birthday next week, like a week from today, I believe it is. I think it's a week from today. Let me just, look here. Yeah, it's a week from today. All right, I don't like my birthday too much, but we'll talk about that next week. So Christmas is coming up, and, you know, I'm going to be going to Deb and Rudy's for a festive. Deb is making a little Italian dinner. Not a little one. I guess it's a kind of, you know, enough to feed 12 people if there's going to be 12 people. There'll be 8 to 12 people there. And it should be good. Should be good. It always is good. Food's always good. People are generally, you know, most of the people are pretty cool. So, looking forward to that. I don't have anything funny to say about that. Please forgive me. Maybe I'll have something funny to say once I've experienced the whole Christmas experience. Maybe at that point, I will be able to come to you with some luscious comedy and say, guess what happened? You know, Hanukkah came and went, right? Hanukkah. And the Hanukkah, they were smart. You know, it's always different dates this year. This year, they made sure it was before the apocalypse. Oh, man. Anyway, next up on the agenda here is we had a power outage here where I live in North Hollywood, California, this past week. And it happened at 8 a.m. And I just happened to be awake at that time. I went to bed late, and I got up for a minute, and I noticed the power just went out, and I go, wow, that's weird. And, you know, I called Janet, our manager, and asked her if she knew anything about it, and she wasn't sure. She was going to look around. So then I called the Department of Water and Power. Hello, we're the Department of Water and Power. We have water, and we have power, and we are crewing power. without water. And so they said they were getting many calls from this area. And then about an hour later, I called up and there's a recording saying, yes, there's a power outage and it should be back on at 5:57 p.m. 5:57 p.m. And it was pretty cold that day, too. So it's just like there's no heat. I couldn't put on my then space heater, not the current one I have. So I was just like laying in bed with the comforter, trying to stay warm. I couldn't make my coffee because I have a Mr. Coffee. Mr. Coffee's electric. My stove is part gas, part electric. It's electric with some gas in it or something. It's got gas, but I don't know. There's gas and electric together. You need them both. You know, so I couldn't cook anything. You know, my refrigerator was off. So I don't want to open that up too many times. And it made me realize, you know what? I better appreciate this electricity while we have it, because it really is a very important part of our lives. I mean, it just has, you know, the lights were, you know, I got, of course it was daytime, so it wasn't too bad. I went and found, I have this candle I got, you know, so I got the candle kind of ready in case I needed to need it, use it. I'm thinking, oh my God, am I going to spend the whole day? It's like, you know, 8 in the morning or 5:57. Why did they come up with 5:57 p.m.? Why not just round it off to 6 p.m.? You know, I mean, they're just right down to the minute. And it's like, oh, wait, we're going to be out of power? Out of electricity till then? I mean, I know people back east in the Sandy storm that were out for, you know, quite a while. I mean, people, it happens to people. And my heart goes out to them. Bill Walton just texted me a picture. It's funny. I have my phone turned off, but even when you have it turned off, let's see, do I have it turned off? Oh, I don't have it turned off. All right. Now I have it turned off. I'm supposed to have it turned off. But I mean, so actually it turned out we only was out for 3 hours. At 11 o'clock, I kind of fell back to sleep around 10-ish or so. And then 11 o'clock, I heard the humming of my refrigerator. I saw that my wireless thing was on, my computer was on. And I was just very happy, and I was very grateful. And I got up, and I went over to Mr. Coffee and said, Mr. Coffee, let's have some coffee. Let's do some coffee right now. So, glad to have some power back. And then yesterday I came home, like right when it was just got dark, maybe about a half an hour before, and the entire parking lot and building were dark. And I saw that there was, there weren't a lot of people home, but there was like, you know, a couple of apartments. I saw they had lights on. So, you know, I guess the timer didn't work in my building. But then as soon as I was thinking, oh, I got to call Janet and Aaron, and they just went on their vacation to Vegas. I was going to call them and tell them I don't want to bother them. And as soon as I entered, about to enter the building, miraculously, the lights came on. It was like, let there be light. And there was light. And Janet and Aaron were spared a phone call from me regarding lack of lights. Lack of lights, lack of lights, lack of lights. So. Okay, so my aquatic therapy got kind of messed up this week because I went to one. I usually go Tuesdays and Thursdays, but Thursday was the power outage, and it kind of, you know, I don't think I could get out of the gate because the gate was controlled by electricity. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, clean up before I went, you know, so I just called up and said, hey, we got a power outage and I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm probably not going to come. And it ended up not going. And, but the one thing I wanted to mention is that, you know, because Christmas is Tuesday, you know, I obviously they're not going to be open on Tuesday. So I asked one of my therapists the other day, what's going on with the Christmas? If Christmas is, we're closed on Christmas, are we doing it on the other days? He goes, call the office. Let them, they'll tell you. And I'm like, okay, but you know, should they be calling me to see, you know, what's going on? So the other day when I called about the power outage, I spoke to a girl there and I said, what's going on with the, the holiday. She goes, well, we're going to try to be open Wednesday and Thursday next week. It's not finalized yet. We have to, you know, we've faxed and emailed the owners, and they haven't got back to us yet. This was Thursday, and then by Friday, they still hadn't got back to me. So it's just like, I don't know. I'm probably just going to have to skip Wednesday. I've got other things to do, and I'll go Thursday. But it's just like, really? Again, Deb saying how the world is run by C-minus students, you C-minus people. You can't get it together. You can't just say, officially, we're doing Wednesday and Thursday or Thursday and Friday. I mean, come on. And I got to call you? You can't call me? Call me. Don't be afraid. You can call me. Even if the therapy's been postponed, don't worry, I'll be there. So, yeah, anyway. And there's this liquor store. I might have called, talked about this before. There's a liquor store right over there where I go in and get... It's funny, after I get done with my aquatic therapy, the one thing that I want, I guess because I'm working out a lot in there, what do I want the most? I want some water to wet my whistle. I'm not going to drink the water in the pool. You know, it's hot. It's chlorinated. There's other people in it. It's disgusting, right? So, I usually go into this liquor store. And the guy there named Sam. Sam from Syria. Sam from Syria. Very serious. But I'm getting smiles out of him. The first time I went there, I asked him where he was from. He said, Syria. He had that look on his face like, what are you going to say? You're going to make something, some kind of derogatory remark about my Syrian country? I would kill you. And so I said, oh, Syria. That's, you know, I know they're having some issues now, but okay, you're here. And... you know, and I've got him to smile a little bit. You know, like he sees me, you know, and I actually complimented him in front of his boss one day, and I think he was very grateful for that. And, but this poor guy, I asked him, how's it going? How are you? Oh, everything's the same. Same day, every day the same. You know, he's a young guy, too. He's already given up. I mean, he's come to the land of opportunity, and he's given up. You know, he's got a job. He works probably, I get the feeling he works 12 to 15 hours a day, something like that. He works every day, 7 days a week, because I asked him, you know, are you working, you know, because when Thanksgiving happened, I asked him, are you coming working Thanksgiving? Yes, I'm working Thanksgiving. And then I asked him the other day, are you working on Christmas? I guess you are. He goes, yes, I'm working Christmas. I go, do you get any days off? He goes, no days off. And, you know, I felt like I wanted to inform him that, you know, that you don't have to, there's kind of laws against this, but I don't want to get involved. I mean, it's just like, the guy's probably scared, and who knows, it's just the way things are set up. He'll end up losing his job because of me, and then he's going to have to move in here into my studio apartment, and how am I going to do the podcast if he's sitting right here? Maybe he could be my co-host. Sam, what do you think? How's everything today? Everything's the same. Nothing's changed. It's all the same. Thank you for getting my job, getting me fired. Because I stood up for myself. But, you know, it's just a shame. People, you know, it's just like, you know, probably, I wonder if he's getting paid under the table. Ah, whatever, it's none of my business. It's none of my darn business. Who cares? Who cares? Does anybody care? Does anybody really care? Sounds like an Elvis Costello song. Does anybody really care? I know I gotta comb my hair. Sing a lot on this podcast. I don't know. I'm feeling very musical. Okay, last but not least, I want to talk a little bit about my go-to market. A few things that's going on there. There's a guy that works there that I talked about him, I think, last week, you know. I'm cordial to him, but I'm not that friendly with him. And he'll ask me questions, like, you know, he asked me, he's the guy that asked me last week if I was on Facebook. And I was like, yes, I am. And I was thinking, please do not ask to be my friend on Facebook. You know, I don't want you, as you know, in any way, shape, or form, my friend in life or my friend on Facebook. So the other day I saw him and he goes, Al, do you like football? And I go, no. He goes, oh, he goes, boy, it was a great game last week. I'm doing another accent, but he is from another country, but I won't say where. I'm doing the wrong accent. We'll make him Sam. It's almost like as if Sam's brother is the go-to market. you know, he goes, oh, the last night, the game was great. The game was fantastic. And I wanted to say to him, you know what? Guess what? I couldn't give two shoots about how good that your game was. I don't care about football. I don't care about sports in general. I like to watch, you know, snippets of some sports. But, you know, I used to be into baseball. I used to be into boxing. I don't care anymore. I just don't care. So if I, and especially you asked me, do I like football? I said, no. Should have been the end of the conversation. And then you start telling me what a good game. I don't care about your good game. I don't care about anything about you. Don't talk to me. Just do your job. You know what I want? I want you to talk to me when I ask you for help. Like that one time I asked him for help and he acted all put out. Like I said, I asked him where something was. And he was like, ugh. Okay, so if you can't talk to me then with respect and reverence for you, the job you do, well, don't talk to me about friggin' football. Ooh, passionate about that, aren't I? Somebody got up on the wrong side of the sports stadium today. So that's what that happened. And then there's a guy, I'll call him Julio. Julio, I've talked about him before, not in a while, where he, you know, I asked him where something was. He was actually putting items, he was fixing what they call facing in the store, where they just make sure the items on the shelves are stocked and facing, the, I guess, the right way. And I had asked him where a particular item was, and he didn't know. And so I went and got the store manager, and she brought me exactly right to the place where he was. It was like 3 feet from his head. And we laughed about that, me and her, that here's a guy that he doesn't even, he's been working for the store for like, I'd say like 20 years, if not more, something like that. And he did not know where that item was. Okay, fine. And now I've noticed, now I've, I'm recognizing that I can't ask him any questions anymore about any kind of, because the other day I asked him, I was looking for a certain bag of chips. And he says to me, oh, they're over on aisle six. And I just knew that was wrong. I knew that was wrong. Because these were like special chips. They were like chips with popcorn in them. I just knew they weren't in the same place as the regular chips. I didn't really want to get them that day. I knew I was going to want to get them soon. So I was just doing a preemptive looking ahead. For the chips, towards the chips. And I think the next day or so I came in, whenever it was, and I asked somebody, where are these chips? And the guy told me, oh, it's on aisle two, to the left. And I thought, this guy Julio, he doesn't have a clue as to where anything is. You ask him, he just gives you an answer, whatever pops into his mind, and I guess he just doesn't care. You know, he's been working there for a long time. I think he bought a house with his job. You know, he's got a nice, you know, and he rents out a room in there to tenants, and, you know, he's got an income problem. The guy's smart, but, you know, but he doesn't care. He doesn't care about, he doesn't want to know where the chips are, even though he's putting them on the shelf. You know, there's people that have been working there much less time. I ask, you know, where's this such and such thing? And I say, oh, it's over there, aisle four, to the left. Because they've been doing it for so long. Okay, and then last but not least, one of my buddies works in the produce department, and he gave me, well, this is not, I have two more things to say. He gave me I was asking him, like, what was, like, a good fruit, you know, these days. And he said, oh, these pears are good. So he went and got a sample pear, takes out his knife. I think he takes the knife out, like, it's like a switchblade. He's going to cut somebody. He cuts the skin off, and he hands me, like, a little piece of the pear. And it was delicious. And then he just tosses the rest. I go, what are you doing? Why are you tossing it? He goes, well, that's what they tell us to do. I go, well, if you're going to, I'll eat some more. He goes, well, you want some more? It wasn't like in the garbage. It was in this, like, box. No, if you want some more, yeah, why are you wasting? I'll eat some more. And it's just, you know, again, we waste so much food in this country. That's just like, and that's like, what they tell them to do. All right, just, you know, toss the food. I saw a thing on online where there's a group of people in New York that scavenge for food at this very high-end grocery store, and they get amazing food every day. And that's just one place. So, you know, realistically, if we put our minds to it, we could feed the world. And, you know, we could do it. But, you know, I don't want to get on my high horse about feeding the world. I'm just saying, it's just like, it would seem like a waste. Like, you're throwing out a perfectly good pear. He goes, well, you want some more? Yeah, I'll have some more. How about offering it to me before you toss it? You toss her? And last but not least, another guy who works there. This is one of those guys that tells me jokey jokes. And one of his witty comments is, I get the salad bar and I put a lot of green peas. And he said to me more than once, oh, it looks like you peed all over your salad. Okay. Not that funny the first time. Not that funny the next couple times. But, you know, not that annoying. Well, yesterday I'm in there. I'm having a lovely conversation with a woman. We're talking about cholesterol and blood pressure because she has high cholesterol. And my blood pressure is a little high. And it seems like as you get older, you start to talk about stuff like that. And she didn't eat meat. She only ate fish. She's a pescatarian. And so we're talking. We're having a nice conversation. This guy comes over, sees me. I love people that can't read body language or they can't read vibes. He sees me. He comes over and he's like standing there. You know, just rather than moving on, seeing I'm in a conversation, just move on. I'll talk to you later. Because I don't even think I acknowledged him. Or maybe I did. I said, hey, what's up? But I was in the middle of a conversation, and it's kind of a test for this guy in a way. It's just like, if he could just pick up on this, then I know that he's of high quality, high caliber. But if he doesn't, then, you know, I gotta put him in a certain category now. I gotta say, okay, man, I'll be friendly with you, but I'll be cordial, but I can't be too friendly. Come on. So I'm talking to her, and then he goes, oh, hey, looks like you peed all over your salad. And I completely ignored that remark. I mean, come on, I'm talking to somebody. You see me talking, number one. Number two, you're just repeating a bad joke. Okay? You're repeating a bad joke. I didn't say anything, and then he just meandered off. So, you know, if I offended him, so be it. I don't really care. You know, it's his job. He's working now. I'm the customer. I didn't ask him to come over. I mean, could you just wait till I get done talking to this person? This lady? It's a lady, by the way. It's a nice lady. She's an attractive older lady. You know. Attractive older lady. She's an attractive older lady. As opposed to an attractive younger woman. All right. Okay. That's enough for this. So, thank you once again. This has been another lovely podcast. I want to wish all of you a wonderful Christmas, if you're going to celebrate Christmas. Everybody kind of celebrates Christmas to some extent, right? Because over here in LA, everything just shuts down. The only thing that'll be open will be the gas stations and 7-Eleven. And if you don't think that's depressing, it's got that depressing vibe. I like when there's activity. I like, you know, even late at night here, there's places open, you know. But not on Christmas, not on these major holidays. Even my go-to market will be closed for the whole day. You know, so until next time, until next week, next time, this is Al Berman, live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.